Hallelujah. Well, did you bring your Bible this morning?
Yes.
We're going to do something a little different today. So, because the Lord just kept prompting me, I just couldn't get unction last night. I was struggling to figure out, but you know what I'm talking about, just get the mind of God on what to go, which direction to go. And then I got a text that told me that there had been an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. And so I said, my goodness, and I looked it up and listened to it for a while and then turned it back off, endeavored to get back into what I thought maybe God wanted me to do, and I couldn't, and I realized then why I couldn't get any unction on it.
All right, all right.
Because he had some direction he wanted me to go that I believe is going to help us all understand some things. So how many of you are ready to hear what I believe God wants us to say? How many of you heard about, I think it might have been two weeks ago, I didn't look it up, but I made mention of the fact right before service or something, I made mention of the fact that God had said some things to me about the election. And I kind of was teasing you like I like to do. It's so fun teasing you because you like it so much, you know. But I was teasing you, if you really want to hear it, then be hungry enough for it. So that's because it was stirring in me that God was maybe wanting me to say some things. And so, but then whenever this happened, I realized, yep, I know what I'm supposed to do. And so I want you to go to, well, let's just start out by saying some things, and we'll get into some scriptures. The Lord said to me, I don't remember the date. I got it written down. I got most everything written down. But the Lord said to me back a while back, he said, I've made you a watchman over the office of the President of the United States. Now, that doesn't mean that anybody has a call to prayer. All of us have a call to prayer, if you want to say it, call it a call. It's not like, prayer is not like a fivefold ministry office. Do you know what I mean? It's a giving of oneself to.
Yes.
Remember Acts 6 that they told the congregation, because there was some strife that was trying to rise up. Look you out among your seven men. They instituted the helps ministry. Remember that? And then they said, we will give ourselves continually to prayer,
yes,
the ministry of the word. Well, that's a giving of ourselves to.
Yes.
All of us are really called to pray. Sometimes people say, well, there are, you know, I'm an intercessor. Well, they say that with a little bit of arrogance,
yeah, yes,
as if there's something special beyond the rest of us. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I've been around these people for years, actually decades, and I know what I'm talking about. They just, a lot of times, they just have a lot of pride. They think there's something special than the rest of us. They're not. All of us are intercessors.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In fact, Jesus is the head intercessor. He's at the right hand of the Father. He ever lives to make intercession for us. And all of us in him are intercessors.
Amen.
Some people give themselves to it more than others. But all of us are to be intercessors. All of us are called what the Bible calls priests. We've all been made kings and priests under our God. The primary privilege of a priest is access to the presence of God. And many times on behalf of others. Right? You read the Old Testament about priests. Well, we all have access to the presence of God on behalf of others. That means we're prayer people. We're all prayer people, and we're all intercessors.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Not all prayer is intercession, and not all intercession is the same. But anyway, but the point I'm making is, when he said to me, I've made you a watchman over the office of the President of the United States, that doesn't mean that you're not a watchman over some of these things. Or that God hasn't given you a particular assignment in prayer. All of us are praying people, but maybe some of us, God will use us along certain lines in prayer more than others.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
With me, I don't really ask for it, but he talks to me a lot about the elections and so forth,
yeah,
and the office of the president and so forth.
Yeah.
Why? That just goes along with some of the ways he uses me,
yeah,
but there's ways he should be using you. If you,
yeah,
give yourself to it, he'll use,
yes,
you,
sir,
too.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. And really, 1 Timothy chapter 2, when it says, I would the first of all prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for kings and all that are in authority. He's not talking to ministers. He's talking to all of us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so all of us should be praying,
yes,
about some of these things in our nation.
Amen.
Amen. So he had said that to me. And so, you know, these are some things that I pray about. Now, you don't hear me talking a lot about it because, to be honest with you, most of what I would say, probably 90, 95% of what the Lord, what I experience in my prayer time, I don't really talk to people about. In fact, a lot of it, I don't even talk to Pastor Debbie about it. It's not telling people about it that makes you a success.
Right.
It's not the whole world knowing about it that makes you successful in prayer. You understand what I'm talking about? And it seems like it's just sort of standard today that if you get something by the Spirit, you post it on social media. Well, you're off. God won't trust you with a lot of things if you're posting everything He says, which a lot of it He didn't say anyway. But if you can't just hold it in the realm of prayer where He gave it to you for, then you're not faithful to Him. Amen. So social media posters are really a lot of times unfaithful, especially on things like this that was given to you for your prayer closet. But on the other hand, there have been times like in my life, and you realize I don't base my ministry on this, but you've heard us come out and say things from time to time that the Lord told me to tell the church, told me to tell the body of Christ. And when He tells me to do that, I got to obey Him. And to be honest with you, He told me a year ago, January 10th, 2023. That's over a year ago. He told me, I was on my, we went down to preach in Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. Drove because of some circumstances, last minute changes, so we just drove. And drove all day and then got down there, went to bed, and woke up March the 10th, woke up to the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he gave me he spoke some alarming statements to me, and he said, "Tell the body of Christ to pray."
Yes.
Well, I didn't necessarily obey that.
All right.
Come on. You say, "Why didn't you obey?" Same reason you don't obey.
Exactly. Come on. Come on, sir.
I'll just be honest with you. I'll tell you one reason I didn't say anything is because what the Lord said is not necessarily something that people with itching ears want to hear.
Right.
And I took the attitude, they won't much believe me anyway if I do tell them. You know, that's not right. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that's the way I did. I had to repent last night. He said, I told you to tell my people. And he said, that's one of the, because there's been an issue you've been trying to get into my body. He said, that's one of the issues that's been trying to get into your body.
All right.
Come on.
Well, so I said, all right, Lord, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Say it, he said with some things back in March of 2010, March 10, 2023, and then he said some things in more recent times, three different things, and we'll see how much of this we can get out this morning. But how many of you can realize much of what we do here at the church, we're preaching on who you are in Christ, and we're feeding you, we're giving you sheep food. Realizing that that's the main thing, and teaching you who you are in Christ. Because the body of Christ needs to be built up. They got issues in their own personal life. But how many of you know our prayer time is going to have to get beyond our own personal life? But well, I'll tell you, if you don't know it, if it doesn't get beyond our own personal life, this nation will be completely unrecognizable in a short period of time. Because the enemy's got plans for this nation, which will affect you and I. You go over to 1 Timothy 6, or excuse me, chapter number 2. What is that, chapter number 2, verses 1 down through there? That kings, we pray for kings. First of all, pray for kings, all that are in authority. We may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Notice, pray for them that we.
Yep.
Did you get that? Turn, look at that. I want you to see it. I want you to underline it. Pray for them that we. He says that ye, but that's we. That's us, the body of Christ. For kings, did I say it right? 1 Timothy 6, not 6, but 2, verse number 1. I would, first of all, the king, prayer, intercession, supplications, intercession, giving thanks, be made for kings, for all that are in authority, that we. Isn't that right? That we. In other words, that's going to affect us. What happens in the government is going to affect us.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life.
Come on.
You know what the devil wanted to do last night? He wanted to bring further strife into this nation.
Yes, sir.
It's divided enough. But he wanted to bring further strife into this nation, and he would love a civil war in the United States of America. Somebody said, that's not possible. Well, then you haven't had some of the visions I've had. There's a potential in this nation of foreign soldiers' boots being on the soil of this nation. Now, you sit here today and think that's not possible. This is the United States of America. It's not going to happen if we pray. But I've seen it in the spirit if we don't pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Some things are already in the works, not militarily, but what's the word? Secretively.
Yes.
In a cooperative way.
Yeah.
I know some things, and I don't tell everything I know, but I'm just telling you that we've got to be, as believers, pray. We've got to be people of prayer, because it's not, well, if these politicians would do, no, if the church, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. The church. Amen. Up here. I'm preaching up here. If you can't pay any more attention than when two people move around, then you're not going to get it this morning. Are you mad? No, I'm urgent.
Yes, sir.
I'm urgent.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Because the Lord said some very urgent things to me back in March of 2023.
Yes.
And so we're going to get into this. And our prayer life is going to have to get beyond just me, my wife, my son John, his wife, us four, no more. You know, I got this hurt, I got this hoogamooga, I got this pain, I got this trouble, I got this need in my life, my family, my finances, my son's education, my. It's going to have to get beyond you and I.
Yeah.
It's going to have to get out into the realm of this nation.
Yes.
Amen. And so Satan wants to bring this nation to its knees through strife. And without prayer in the body of Christ and walking in our authority, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Amen. But we're going to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody said, well, is he prophesying that's going to happen? Nothing is automatic. Nothing that the devil has planned is automatic. Nothing that God has said or has planned is automatic. It's what's the church going to do with what God said.
Yes.
That's what's going to determine these things. There's things we got to get to this morning, and we'll get to them by the grace of God. And but by prayer, Satan will not be able to operate in the evil he's endeavoring to bring into this nation. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, praying to avert evil in this nation. That was evil last night. Thank God it didn't. It wasn't effective. Somebody said, are you saying that because you're for President Trump? Well, that's not really why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because that would have divided our nation and caused an upheaval like you have never seen in this nation. You and I have never seen. It's been in this nation before, but you and I haven't seen it. And so whenever you get within 2 millimeters of that happening, it ought to make you wake up. It ought to not be, oh, well. That's part of the problem if the church is, oh, well. You know what? Something else is bad is that none of us were that surprised. If you have any kind of prayer life, you knew that this was, that everything was escalating towards that. And somebody said, well, I'm so glad that's over now. It ain't over. It ain't over. I told you years ago. I told you, and some people, I guess, maybe thought maybe we missed it. Now, actually, I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I'll humble myself if I missed it. I saw a timeline of him being president for 8 years.
Yeah. And a darkness in the mind.
And the second part, the first part of the second term was a dark cloud over it.
Yeah.
Somebody said, was this that dark cloud? Nope.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. So some of you are really looking at me real funny, but that's all right. I got to say it. I'll release my soul from, you know, being in trouble with God. So every now and then he tells me to say some things, and he has dealt with me back there in March. He dealt with me and today, so I'm going to say it. But don't think that we can just stop praying because, well, that's over. No, they're going to do anything they can. Amen. And so, well, Pastor, did you miss it? No. When I saw that eight-year timeline, did you miss it? No. I simply, the Lord said to me a couple of things. I don't know if you can handle it this morning, but I'm going to say it. He said to me a couple of things. He said, the body of Christ didn't get my best. He said, I didn't miss it. He said, the body of Christ didn't get my best. And he said, the reason is because, he said, you, this is the way he said it to me. He said, you and many others. So I'm in on this just as much as anybody else. He said, you and many others thought that his reelection was a shoe-in.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we weren't paying attention and watching over that in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And the second thing was, the body of Christ had their eyes on a man. And because of that, in those circumstances, now hear me very carefully, some of you are going to go out of here and say things that I didn't say, but because of that, in the circumstances, under the circumstances, it was not God's will for him to be elected right away, because men's eyes were on a man. And he had to get them back off of their eyes off a man, get their eyes back on God. And today, be sure your eyes are not on a man as the Savior of this nation. There is no man who is the Savior of this nation. Have you found 1 Timothy 2? Notice what it said. I pray that first of all, prayers, supplications, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is acceptable and well-pleasing unto God. Who's our Savior? A politician's our Savior. No, God our Savior. God wants us to get our eyes on Him as our source, as the protector of this nation. Amen. Some of us watch too much news, and then we get our prayer burdens from the news. I saw this coming a year ago. Why didn't you say anything? I missed it. That's just to be honest, I missed it. I should have said something. Amen. So, and the Lord said, now they'll listen. He said to me, he said last night, he said, now they'll listen. And this has gone beyond just this church body this morning. This is going out to the world, whoever wants to hear it. Now they'll listen. Can you see how close we got to some terrible things in our nation? Amen. So now that the Lord has the body of Christ's attention, let's say some things. So God is our Savior. Now, do you remember back years ago, Jesus, Brother Hagin fell, and he knocked his elbow out of joint, or I don't remember all the details, but he was at the hospital, and he was on the way to the hospital, and the Lord said, don't worry about it, I'll talk to you later. And then in the hospital, the Lord walked in an open vision and talked to him for, I believe it was an hour and a half or something like that, about the prophet's office, so forth and so on. But he started out his conversation talking about, why he knocked his elbow out of place, because he got out of the perfect will of God, and he had not been obeying him in the prophet's office and so forth. And then he said, you might ask me, if I knew this was getting ready to happen, why didn't I stop it? He said, and let me just read it like he said it, because I pulled this up this morning. Let me see if I can find it quick enough here. If I knew that this was going to happen, why didn't I stop it? Then he said, I could have, of course, but I didn't want to. Listen to that, but I didn't want to. Why didn't he want to? He said, instead of being angry at me for not preventing it, you should be glad I allowed it to happen. If I hadn't permitted Satan to do this to arrest your attention. Ah. So he opened the door to the devil, and God didn't stop it, because otherwise, if he'd have stopped it, he wouldn't have gotten Brother Hagin's attention.
Wow.
Hello? America, wake up. He said, if I hadn't allowed this, he said, I could have prevented the enemy from doing it, but if I had permitted Satan to do it, to arrest your attention, you would not have lived past the age of 55, because you would have continued in my permissive will instead of my perfect will. Hello? Hello? Everybody still? You hearing what the Spirit's saying to us this morning?
Yes.
This was not God's perfect will. I'm talking about this administration right now.
Right.
But he allowed it.
Yes.
Really, because we allowed it.
Yes.
See, right here, you might say, well, Jesus allowed that. No, Brother Hagin allowed that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get down on him, because we all got our own thing to watch over, our own lives to watch over. But in our nation, some things have been allowed that were not God's perfect will. But to be honest with you, it should have gotten our attention. And now this ought to get people's attention.
Yes, sir.
What does God need our attention for? To get our attention off of the man, off of politics, off of the 24 news cycle, and get our attention on what's the Holy Ghost telling me to do. And I'll be honest with you, what he's telling us to do is pray. Make tremendous power available, or some things are going to happen in our nation which God never intended to happen in our nation. And if it happens, it'll be the church's fault, and I'm part of that church, so don't get down on me. Amen. So tell your neighbor it's tight, but it's right. Now, you might say, let's just keep going on here. So the general public doesn't need to know everything that the Holy Ghost is saying to some of us. But some things need to be said.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what I'm going to do this morning. Now, we missed it thinking that it was a shoe-in for that eight-year timeline. Nothing is automatic in God. Not even things he says is automatic. What he says is his will. Right? But not everything he shows us is getting ready to happen is because that it's his will. Some things he shows us it is his will. Some things it's not his will. But whether it's his will or not his will, it's going to be prayer that makes sure it happens.
Yes.
It's going to be the church taking her place that guarantees that happening.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so one of the things I started picking up back a while back, that this is going to escalate and there's going to be violence try to get into our nation again. We've seen it in the past to a degree, but to be honest, it's trying to get in a much bigger way. Amen. Because other strategies haven't been working. Strategies of the enemy haven't been working. Are you still glad you came this morning? The Lord said this to me just back a number of months ago. I started asking him. I said, Lord, you said over there, what is that, Isaiah? I don't have the reference in front of me, but it talks about, ask of me of the things to come concerning my sons, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. And I hadn't been asking him much about the election, because to be honest with you, I didn't want to be, whatever the Lord said, I didn't want to be classed with all the flaky people out there saying the Lord said this, the Lord said that. I wish they'd just go sit on a beach and eat cornflakes or something and shut up, because a lot of them don't know the Holy Ghost. They get their unction from the news media. I'm sure there's been many times you've come to church and said, my goodness, this is happening in the nation, I wonder if pastor's going to talk about it. I don't get my unction from the news media. I get my unction from the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And I was already getting the stirring to say something.
Yeah.
And then last night he said, now say it.
Amen.
So anyway, just not too long back, I started asking. I said, Lord, you said, ask of me of the things come concerning my sons, concerning the work of my hands, command you me. And so I'm asking you what's coming for the body of Christ.
Yes.
I'm asking you what's coming in our nation. And I started talking to him. And I talked to him that way for a number of weeks. Started asking him. Spending extra time in prayer, particularly about our nation. And I've never asked the Lord about some of these things and him say to me, so-and-so is going to be the president. Well, actually, I'll take that back. One time he did. But most of the time, he doesn't say it that way. Most of the time, he'll say things that it leaves it really up to the church. Like in this situation, I asked the Lord, not after last night, and I'm talking about a number of months ago, because of the things I was sensing. I said, Lord, tell me, talk to me about what's to come. And he said, concerning the nation and the election, he said two things to me. Number one, he said, the church is not, well, no, excuse me, back up. First thing he said was, he said, what caused the issues in the last election have not been fixed. Now, I won't get into the details of that. because I know more of what he's saying than what I'm going to say this morning. The issues that caused the trouble in the last election. You hear that? Election. Not the lead up to it. The election. The election. What caused the issues in the last election have not been fixed. And I started asking him about that, and he said that's twofold. He said one's in the realm of the natural realm in the area of corruption. But he said the other one is in the realm of the spirit in the church world, in the body of Christ. They haven't really gotten sober about praying about some of these things.
Good.
I'll tell you, last night was too close. That's too close. Thank God for God's mercy. I mean, if you can't see the providence of God in that, and just while, pow, he turned his head and it missed. But that's too close. So, but he said, anyway, I'll get back on. First thing he said, the corruption that caused the problems in the first election and the issues of the spiritual issues in the body of Christ have not been fixed. I didn't say that. The Lord said that. Someone said, well, I've made changes. Well, good. Then the rest of the body of Christ needs to get with you. But then second of all, he said, what's getting ready to be thrown at the body? This is, I don't know why he said the body of Christ, because it's really at the whole nation, but he said the body of Christ. I think because the body of Christ is in authority here. He said, what's getting ready to be thrown at the body of Christ in this election they are not ready for? Did you hear that? They're, it's going to be thrown at them through the devil and wicked men. And he said, they're not ready for it.
Wow.
Now go over to Luke chapter number 22.
Yes,
sir. So somebody said, did the Lord tell you who's going to win? No, he didn't. So I don't know who's going to win. I don't know what's coming. I just know what he said. How many of you know really it's up to the church whether we listen to what he's saying to us or not? And so... So praise the Lord. What he's trying to say when he says not ready, we'll see it here in Luke 22, but let me just say something about it. He said they're not ready for what's going to be thrown at them. He's trying to say that the church, the body of Christ. Now, many of you know when he says the church, he's talking about the whole body of Christ worldwide. He said, or especially in this nation. But he said they're not ready. He's talking about being ready to make power available to stop some of these things. Tremendous power available is made through prayer. Do you ever notice that in James 5? Makes tremendous power available. How many of you know there's a spiritual battle on for this nation? It's not just political. It's not natural. But it's spiritual. And to be honest with you, we are of a higher authority in the land than the president of the office of the president of the United States, any senator, any congressman. We are the highest authority in the land. Read Psalm 149 when you go home and read all about it. This honor has he given to his people to be able to say, you will not be in office and you will be in office. The church has the authority to do that.
Amen.
So, but Luke 22, have you noticed, this is a passage you're probably familiar with. This illustrates what the Lord said to him, especially that second part about the church isn't ready for what's going to be thrown at them through the devil and wicked men in this election. Luke 22, 31 through 32. Well, I didn't write it down. Let me go over here and look at it. I want you to look at it in the Amplified, actually, because the Amplified brings out so much more. Are y'all glad you came this morning? So Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. In the Amplified. This is when Jesus was getting ready to be crucified. Amplified says, Simon, Simon, Peter, listen. Satan has asked excessively that all of you, really talking about all the disciples, but particularly Peter, you be given up, that all of you be given up to him out of the power and keeping of God. Satan wanted Peter because, and really all the disciples, but especially Peter. Because of the plan of God. How many of you know the devil could see the anointing on Peter? God had, the plans of God was that Peter would be leading the church after Jesus left, in the flesh left, you know. And so Peter, that was the plan of God for Peter, and the devil could see that anointing. And you read in Acts 12, the devil goes after certain. And that says there in Acts 12:1, he went after certain in the church. He can see, he doesn't know everything. The devil doesn't know everything, but he can see the anointing on people.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can see the dealings of God on their lives.
Yeah.
And he can see something's up with them. I don't like it. I got to take them out.
Come on. Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so he targets certain ones. Now that's true in the natural realm. That's true when God raises somebody up in a nation. Tell your neighbor he's preaching better than your amen. Now, so Satan has asked excessively. In other words, he was trying to get Jesus to give him up out of the power and keeping of God that he might sift all of you like grain. But I have prayed. Whoo, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Oh, somebody said, I'm so glad Jesus is praying today, not on his own. I have differences with people who say,
yeah,
Jesus is praying for the church.
Yeah.
No, he anoints men to pray for the church.
Yes, sir.
And he takes what they say. He's the go-between between us and God. He takes what we say in prayer to the Father.
Yes.
But he's not praying like he prayed here for the church today.
Yeah.
That's our place.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
I could prove that with verses in Hebrews, but I don't have time to get into that. But, you know, Jesus actually himself said, the day is coming whenever you'll not say to me, ask the Father. He said, because the Father loves you, and you can ask the Father. Jesus said that in John's gospel. Now, he said, but I have prayed especially for you, Peter, that your own faith may not fail, and when you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren. I have prayed for you, Peter. In other words, Satan wanted Jesus to give Peter up out of the power and keeping of God. The devil wanted Peter, but so did Jesus. There's a spiritual battle going on over Peter. You got ears to hear this morning? There's a spiritual battle going on in our nation this morning over good and evil, righteousness and unrighteousness. Now, you might say, well, are you saying everything President Trump did or does is right? No, in some ways, he's a very foolish man.
Yeah.
But God's called him, God's used him.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In spite of himself.
Yes, sir.
Just like all of us.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, amen.
So don't get off on that with me. Well, he's this, well, he's that. Well, so is everybody else.
Yes,
they're human beings.
Come on. Yes,
God uses imperfect vessels.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, there's hope for all of us is what I'm saying. Amen. And so I want you to see that Peter wasn't ready spiritually for what was going to be thrown at him.
That's right.
Remember, because you might say, what's this all about? I prayed for you, Peter. Satan's wanted you. How many of you know within, I don't know how many days of this, it wasn't very long, within a few days or whatever it was, I'd have to look it up, but Peter's standing and he denied Jesus three times.
Yeah.
He's fallen for the trap of the devil. He's fallen for the trap of the devil.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
He wasn't ready for what was getting thrown at him.
Yes.
He thought he was. He boasted about it. I'll never deny you.
Yeah.
And here he is denying Jesus.
Yeah.
He was willing to not. He was willing to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But he wasn't ready for what was getting thrown at him. Can you see that? He wasn't ready in his case for this kind of temptation. And so without Jesus' prayers making supply of the power of God available, Peter would not be a name that we know much about. Peter would not have been used like he was used. What about today? Without the church praying and making power available, some things won't go the way God intends for them to go. Amen. Aren't you glad for somebody spiritual enough, in this case Jesus, spiritual enough to pick up what the devil was trying to do and stand up in the gap and make intercession and say, no, you don't. Not here. I'm not giving him up out of the power and keeping of God. And Jesus made tremendous power available to stop the plans of the enemy and to keep the plan of God moving forward. Nothing's automatic. The plan of God won't automatically move forward just because, well, we can see what the plan of God is. Just seeing it's not enough.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Matthew 26:41, here's what ready looks like. Here's what ready looks like. Matthew or shows us what ready looks like. Matthew 26:41, this is whenever they're in the garden. Jesus is in the garden praying. And he asked his disciples to pray with him. You remember that?
Yes.
And they were so spiritual that they all started out, and before they knew it, they're just cutting Z's. But Jesus went and woke him up. Now notice what he said in verse 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation.
Yeah.
He said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And then he went and prayed some more. You know the story. And they helped him a whole lot there. They just kept on cutting Z's. Right? So what does ready look like? It looks like watching and praying. And not just being, you know, uninterested. When the devil, when God shows you what the devil's trying to do. I mean, anybody now can see what the devil's trying to do. You don't even have to watch and pray. Now you can see what the devil's trying to do. Right? Am I getting too tight and right this morning? Because some of you. Amen. God our Savior. God our Savior. But he's trying to use men. He's got to use men. Right? So notice what ready looks like. It looks like watching and praying. Why? So that you don't enter into temptation. In other words, so that you don't enter into what the enemy was the strategies of the enemy to take you out. And in this nation, what happens in the nation is not just up to the people in politics praying. It's up to us praying. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So what is happening here? Because of Jesus making power available, Satan's strategies could not, that he intended to work, could not happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Peter started falling for it, but he recovered himself. Hallelujah. How many of you know God's best is not to rescue ourselves after having fallen, but God's best is to pick things up ahead of time in prayer and stop them from happening even before they happen?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, the Bible says over there, I don't have this verse written down, that we should pray that we be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men.
Yes.
From wicked and unreasonable men. Their wickedness makes them unreasonable.
Yeah.
Murder is not reasonable. It's going to cause more problems.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So the church has the authority to stop these things. God holds the church responsible for what happens in a nation. Praise God. Aren't you glad that was averted last night? But that was too close. And don't think, okay, it's we're going to breeze into the plan of God now. No.
Come on.
No. It's going to take more praying.
Amen.
Don't get drunk on celebration. We haven't got it all yet. And the devil's not going to roll over and play dead now. So we got to pick these cues up in the spirit. We're not natural people. We're supernatural people. Amen. And we're to have our eyes on God and follow this in here rather than follow the news and get our burden to pray from the news. I heard people saying last night, when that started, I just started praying. I thought, well, if you were paying attention to the Holy Ghost, you would have picked this up way back and started praying. Amen. Now, I will say this. Whenever the last election happened, I know you might say he's getting political today. No, I'm trying to tell the body of Christ how things work. Trying to give you illustrations. I wish I could just teach the word and everybody would get it, but most people don't get it, so you got to give illustrations.
Come on.
So he said in the last election, he said you and others like you thought that the Donald Trump's re-election was a shoe-in.
Amen.
And he said so you weren't praying like you should have been, getting over into the spirit. And then because people's eyes got on him, I wanted to get the church's attention.
Yeah.
Now, some people have trouble with that, but that's between them and God. You go work it out between you and Jesus. He said, don't think, though, that you're, this was after the election last time. Let me go down here and read it just like he said it, because how many of you want to hear it straight from him? Because I was just his secretary that day, so to speak. Then Jesus went on to say, now concerning you and others' prayers for the election, this is the last time, don't completely lose heart because your prayers concerning this nation have been effective to a degree. the way you and others in the body of Christ have been praying and exercising authority has and will continue to diminish that demon's power, although it doesn't stop him and keep him from taking over the office of the president. You have gotten him to stand off to a degree. Listen very carefully. The Lord went on to say, some things that would have happened under this presidency now won't because of the church's prayers, although it was God's best that it be stopped and not even get to this point. How many of you, the Lord will meet us wherever we meet him.
Yes.
If we pick it up ahead of time and avert the whole thing, that's God's best. But how many of you notice there's the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God? Sometimes we don't get the perfect will of God. In my life, at times, I haven't always got the perfect will of God.
Right. Yeah.
If you've always gotten the perfect will of God, then we'll stop serving Jesus and go to serving you. No, we've all missed the perfect will of God at some point in our lives. I'm a work in progress. I don't know about you. I do know about you. I know about you. But he said, you'll see a limit on this administration. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but some things have been struck down. Several times.
Yes, sir.
And stopped. However, there are things that demon wants to do, but he won't be able to do it because because it was pushed off through prayer. Stand in faith, use your authority, and the plan of the enemy against the plan of the enemy as you have been doing, but continue to reach for this deeper place in the spirit that going forward you must go to have my best. That was the thing that was bothering me in the previous election. I couldn't get over into that deeper place of the Spirit. And now I know why. Because the Lord wanted us to get our eyes off of that man.
Yes, that's so good.
I don't know if you're understanding this or not.
Yes, sir.
So much. I could talk about so much. But Luke 22 here, there was a plan of the enemy, and Jesus made power available to Peter, and that plan was averted, right? And so there's things today that by praying will be delivered from wickedness and evil in our nation. Amen. Especially if we pick up our cues in the Spirit, and rather than turn away and act like God didn't even deal with us to pray, we turn to prayer. Now, don't let the enemy say, but I'm such a, insignificant part of the body of Christ. What good does my prayers have to do with changing the whole course of a nation?
Right.
Well, you're in a higher seat. You're seated with Jesus in heavenly places.
Yes, amen.
You're in a higher seat. And then to be honest with you, in prayer, if you'll be faithful in prayer, God will give you the spirit of seeing and knowing.
Yeah.
He'll show you some of the plans of the enemy, not because it's his will, but so you can stop it.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something that will help some of us to be more accurate in hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying. Anybody want to help be more accurate in hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying? Turn off the false prophets. I get amazed. I've had people from this congregation walk up to me and say, oh, I just love this program. I thought, dear God, do they even know that's a false prophet?
Right.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Not paying attention to the Holy Ghost. God's not having a prophet get up and prophesy about the nation every service.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Well, anyway. So, praise God. Sometimes you just got to say some things. So, but the Lord has said to me a couple of times, warn this nation. Warn my people what's trying to get into this nation. Anyway, so I have to tell them because I get in trouble with God. Now, so tell your neighbor, I'm so glad I came this morning. What this ought to be, what the Holy Ghost is saying ought to be is a call to prayer. And if we're not paying attention to that, things like what happened last night, tried to happen last night, ought to wake us up to pray. And I don't mean just for a day or two. Amen. Carnal people pray whenever they see something. I'm talking about in the natural. Spiritual people pray because the Holy Ghost keeps stirring up their spirit to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is compassionate. The Lord loves his people, the body of Christ. Not everybody in this nation is the body of Christ. I'm not saying that at all. But there's a big body, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ in this nation. And he's interested in the nation because he's interested in his people.
Yes. Amen.
He's compassionate.
Yeah.
So he'll move on us to pray.
Yes.
Because he doesn't want certain things for his people. And God will bless the nation, the whole nation.
Yes.
God will bless stupid politicians for the church's sake.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. So, praise God. I don't like doing this kind of thing. This is a little uncomfortable for me. I'm not flamboyant by nature. I don't try to draw attention to myself. I'm not trying to get clicks on YouTube. Right? In fact, that you can ask, I got witnesses here. Where's Vanessa? Where's Vanessa? There she is. I think Teresa heard me in the back room. I said, this service this morning will not be live streamed because I don't want the whatever people have to say about it. I really don't care what people have to say about it. Instead of we're here in praise and worship and the Lord started dealing with me. No, just don't say this and this and this and then you can live stream. And I said, Lord, I don't want to live stream it.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm not the head of the church.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be funny. Besides that, well, I don't like to build my ministry on this kind of thing.
Right.
I build my ministry. I was brought up under Brother Hagin,
yep.
Dr. Frayne, Pastor Nancy, and they trained me well. They trained me, build your ministry on the Word of God. So what is it, 99% of the time you come in here, you're getting food for your own life, right? But every now and then, I got to step over into this. Now go to Ezekiel 22, verse number, let's see here. Where is it? So Ezekiel 22, thought I had that written down too. I took a lot of this down quick, so I don't think I wrote the verses down. Let me find it here. Ezekiel chapter 22. And what is it here? Anybody know what I'm looking for? Yes, verse 30. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a blessing that you all know about this verse. Yes, because it's important. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. And I sought for a man. Now, well, if you go back there, in the previous verse, he said there was getting ready some things to happen in their nation. I'll just paraphrase that. You can read that later. He said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap. Now, that's another term for intercession.
Yes.
If you just want to mark, you know, put a line over to the margin of your Bible and write intercession. Make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath. Their own ways have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord. Now that's sowing and reaping. You analyze verse number 31. It's sowing and reaping. It's not like God's saying, I'm just going to swat them. It's they had sown certain seed and they're going to reap that.
Yes.
Unless somebody prays and asks God for mercy.
Yes.
That's a spiritual law on the earth.
Yeah.
Whether it's working for an individual, a family, a city, or a whole nation, or the whole world. It's caught up with the whole world a couple of times. The flood was judgment falling on the whole world. Now, and that's what the tribulation is again, by the way. We're not in the tribulation, but I'm just saying. Anyway, so, but he said, verse number 30, I sought for a man. There were some things happening in the nation. I looked for somebody to make intercession so it wouldn't happen, and he didn't find anybody. That's an indictment on the people of God back then. That's not true today. I know there's people praying. I know you pray, right?
Yeah.
And so forth. But there's things that unless, you can see very clearly here, there's things that unless we pray will happen that God never intended to happen.
Yeah. Yes.
You can see God's will in this and that he's looking for somebody to ask him that it not happen.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, God wanted it to be destroyed. Bible said he didn't even have any pleasure in the death of the wicked.
That's right.
He doesn't have pleasure in evil things happening to an individual, to a nation, or anything. He's not that way. He's a good God.
Yeah.
So you can see his will here. He's looking for somebody to ask him to spare this nation, right? But he couldn't find anyone.
Right.
So what we see was it came because nobody asked him, nobody stood in the gap, right, and prayed. And just like we see in Luke 22, we can see here that prayerlessness gave things up that God longed to do for his people.
Right. Yes.
Things were lost that God wanted to do for his people. Amen. Can you see that?
Yes,
And so we've got a couple of witnesses here, don't we? People say, well, God's running everything. No, he's not running everything.
Right.
He's not sovereign in the way most people think he's sovereign. Now, I didn't say he wasn't sovereign in the way the Bible calls him sovereign.
Right. Right.
But he's not sovereign in the way most people think. In other words, that he's just running everything.
Uh-huh.
He's able to do, because he really gave man authority down here in the Garden of Eden, right? And so that's why we have verses like James 5:16 in the Amplified. Prayer makes tremendous power available. What does that power do? It changes things that otherwise it would have gone the wrong direction.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so did you get anything out of that?
Yes.
Let me just finish up by what he said back in March. Would that be all right?
Yes, sir.
So this is not fun, but I'm just going to have to say it. Because he told me, tell my people.
Yes, sir.
So I was back there. Like I said, we went down to Arkansas in, what was that, March of 2023 to preach. And went down there and drove all day. Got down there, and you know, when you drive all day and so forth, you sleep good.
Yeah.
So I slept real good. And but anyway, woke up the next morning, and I heard the word of the Lord. And the Lord said, this is right when I woke up, and this is the way it happens with me sometimes. I guess it's because I'm aware of more, my mind's quiet, and I'm more aware of God in my spirit or something, because it just happens this way a lot of times. It came up out of my spirit, and it was strong. It wasn't just a nice, gentle voice. This was not just the inner witness. This was, I heard this voice. He said, this is the Lord talking about our nation. He said, the dollar is in trouble. The government is being co-opted. The nation is in mortal danger, all while the church is in a spiritual slumber. Awaken my people. Call them to pray. The time is short, and it can be turned, and this nation be spared the worst of that which is intended by the enemy. That's a lot in one short statement. Now, you say, what on earth is he talking about? Well, I went to prayer about it. I said, God, have mercy. And I started praying about it. And since that time, he's talked to me a lot about it. And I'm out of time already. So, but I can't go into all that. But you say, what on earth is this? The dollar is in trouble. Now, this is before we started seeing some of the things that have been happening in more recent time. But the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. Let me rephrase that. Has been the reserve currency of the world. And if you knew what that meant to your way of living, and how much that helped your way of living, then you'd know the seriousness of what he said here. And then he said the dollar's in trouble.
Yes.
You know, nations today are turning away left and right from trading in dollars. And they're turning in their dollars and putting the reserve currency in something like gold or whatever, something else.
Yes, sir.
At an unprecedented rate. Somebody said, why is that important? It's important to your standard of living.
Come on.
Really important to your standard of living.
Yes, sir.
This was before we started hearing much about the dollar being in trouble. When the Lord said this back in March, at least I hadn't heard much about it. Well, somebody said, well, then what does that mean? Does anybody remember when the Lord spoke to me and said, tell my people? Again, this is one of those I have to tell. Not everything do I want to tell, but he says, tell my people.
Yeah.
See, I got to stand before the Lord and give account, so I'm whatever you think about is not important. That's whenever I stand before him, that's what's important.
Yeah.
But he said, tell my people not to be afraid of what's coming. He said, if they'll pay attention to the leading of my spirit, I'll have and do what I tell them to do financially, what's coming on the nation. Tell them that they'll avert a lot of things that others won't avert. Remember that? I'm not quoting it word for word, but some of you remember that?
Yes, sir.
When was that? The beginning. Actually, that was just a couple of months before this, actually. You know, now that I think about it, it was just December before this. So put those two things together. Pay real close attention to what you have. Now see somebody. Okay, Lord. No, Lord. Okay, thank you. Yes, Lord. I won't do that. But study on the dollar. Amen. He told me not to say that, so I can't say that. Study on the dollar. Somebody said, study on the dollar. I can tell by you looking at your face. You would have no clue what I'm talking about. Yeah. Study on the dollar.
Yeah. Come
on. Study the dollar.
Yes. Come yes.
On. Study what it is.
Yes. Come yes.
On. Somebody said, it's money. No, it's not.
Come on.
What's it say on the front?
Come on. What? I have no clue what you're talking about. That's why you need to study on the dollar.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, that's as far as the Lord let me go on that. What's this? He will let me say this. He said, the dollar's in trouble. The government is being co-opted. That one was a shocker to me. But when he said it, see, when these kinds of things happen, I don't know if you understand how these things happen, but when he said it, I could see it.
Yeah.
And there's things that you can see that you know that you don't know quite how to explain. But he said the government is being co-opted. When he said it, I knew exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And it's been happening, especially, it was happening before this administration, but under this administration, the foreign nations took a lot of ground in this government.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, they
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. When I heard this, I didn't really understand what he was saying, except I saw some things. And I looked up the word co-opted afterwards. It means covert operations whereby outsiders take possession of some group of governing body or governing body to use it for their own purposes. One group gains power over another group corruptly. It's done deceptively, unknowingly, with the cooperation and embrace of the original group. It's a forced takeover, but it's not realized immediately until it is too late. Amen. And he will let me say this. He'll let me say this. Y'all still paying attention? He'll let me say this. China's influence over this nation has gotten to be crazy.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Amen. Why? And you might say, well, he's talking about so-and-so. He's talking about this politician. Well, then why are all the rest of them quiet? Because he's gotten more ground than you realize. The
yes.
Spirit of God told me a number of years ago, and I'm saying a lot of things I haven't
Come
said
on.
For a long time. Because I'll be honest with you, I want to live in divine health.
Yes. 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 Come on.
But the Spirit of God said to me a number of years ago, he said, if people knew 10% of the corruption that's happened in this nation, he said they wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yes. Come on.
So
yes, sir.
That's what he told me.
Yes, sir.
True.
Come on. You say, are you a conspiracy theorist? No, I'm listening to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Tell your neighbor we're gonna get some things stopped. I saw in the Spirit a number of years ago. I had a pastor friend of mine when he heard me tell it. He said, Pastor Jay, I got to call. He called me. He said, he texted me. He said, I got to call you. Call him. I want to talk to you. He said, I heard what you said. He said, I've been having a recurring dream for a long period of time. And he said, there's the feet, the boots, the military boots of foreign nations marching on this soil.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
He said, I've had that dream. He said, I heard what you said. That's in line with what God keeps telling me.
Wow.
Yes.
I said, well, brother, I said, don't put your own interpretation on it.
Uh-huh.
Come on, come on.
Because how many of you know where people miss it the most is in timelines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Timing of things. Some of these things, I don't know how much, and I'm not here to tell you how much. Now, somebody said, is he saying the dollar's going down? I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
I'm saying pay attention to what you do.
Yes, sir.
Yep, yep.
Pay attention to what the Holy Ghost is saying
yes,
to you.
Yes, yes.
I did not say. So some of this might be pushed off until the tribulation. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It's up to the church.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I would say either pray and stop it, or else you watch out for where you got your money.
Exactly, yeah.
It would be best to do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Least I'll deliver my soul when I leave here, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, I think you've got enough to be able to.
So good.
Maybe you're up to here. I don't know. Praise the Lord. What's the whole point? The whole point. Sit back and watch the show? No, no, no. Pray. What happens in this nation affects you and I.
Yes, sir.
Boy, he's a fearmonger. No, I'm not. I'm trying to wake up the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Wake up the body of Christ and pray, because none of this has to happen on our watch. And I'm determined it's not going to happen on my watch. See, we as Americans haven't had any foreign troops on our soil since the Revolutionary War. And we think it's not possible. You need to go back and read maybe some. I think it's probably on the internet, or watch some of the things about the vision George Washington had about the future of the United States of America.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
Two of the battles have already taken place: the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, on the soil of this nation.
Yes, sir.
We've been in battles all over the world, but not on the soil of this nation.
Yeah.
Y'all still with me? But the third one hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Somebody said, when is that? I'm sure going to do my best to make sure it's over in the tribulation.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But the devil wants to get it on.
Yes, yes.
And if we just sit back and twiddle our thumbs and allow it to happen, then he'll be able to do what he wants. How many of you say, no, not on my watch? In Jesus' name. Somebody said, boy, this is sure different for Pastor Jay this morning. Yeah, I want to stand before the Lord and say, I want to hear him say, well done. Because I had to say something. He said, tell my people. So I got to tell my people. His people, not my people. His people. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, really the church is redeemed from whatever goes on all around us. But it sure is best if all this stuff isn't going on all around us. There were people that God protected. You know, they were in military operations in World War II, for example. Protected them all the way through that. But how many, it would have been much better if we just hadn't had to go over there and do all that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Father, we lift up this nation in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over it. We plead the blood over it. We believe you for mercy, Father. Have mercy on our nation. We pray for kings and all that are in authority, all that you want to be in authority, all the men and women and ladies that are being raised up, whether it be in the local level, whether it be on the state level, whether it be on the national level. Father, we pray that you would, as your word says, that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. We pray for righteous men, people with sound minds, men and women with sound minds. Father, deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men who don't have faith, who think the only way to go about it is through the arm of the flesh. Father, but we are people of faith. Father, we know there's a better way, and that is to deal with things in the spirit realm and not in the flesh realm. So, Father, we take our place this morning, and we say, Satan, you will not have your way in this nation. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Father God, as you move on us, yes, Lord, I remember you said that. You said some of these things can't be dealt with just by the prayer of faith. Can't be dealt with by the decree of faith. Can't be dealt with a prayer of agreement. But they have to be dealt with under the anointing of the Spirit in these deeper places of prayer. And so, Father God, we thank you that you've invited us into that deeper place of prayer. We thank you that we're welcome there. We take advantage of that open door, that invitation to come into your presence and pray these things out so that the enemy's plans would be averted, God's plans would be promoted, hallelujah, and that we would lead a quiet and peaceable, in a quiet and peaceable way in this land, in the name of Jesus. Give our intelligence officials insight into schemes and strategies of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we pray that all strategies of the enemy would be exposed in the name of Jesus. And Father, as you move on us to pray in the Holy Ghost and pray in these deeper places, I thank you that you'll even give us utterance for specific things that our minds know not of, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, say amen.
Amen.
Number of months ago, I think it was over a year ago, the Lord, I'm praying, and the word of the Lord came to me. And sometimes I'm not talking to the Lord about the nation or thinking about the nation, but I'm just minding my own business, and the word of the Lord comes. And he said to me, and he named a person's name, which I'm not at liberty to say, but he named a person's name, a man who's had ambitions politically, named a person's name, and I heard the Holy Ghost say, named his name and said, so-and-so will never be president of the United States. So I know what that is. That's something he said it to me. He wants me to declare it. So we got to learn how these things work. And so I heard him say that. It wasn't the witness. See, the difference between the witness and the word of the Lord coming to you. And so whenever I heard that, I said right out loud exactly what I heard the Holy Ghost say. And I went to Pastor Nancy about it because she's my pastor. I asked her to judge these things and so forth and so on. And she said, I told her what the Holy Ghost said. And I said, I perceive that the Lord needed somebody. He can use anybody he wants. He uses many of us, right? Right? He uses all of us. But I'm just telling the experiences. I can't tell about your experiences. I don't know about yours. I just know about mine. So, but he said, I told Pastor Nancy what the Lord said. And I said, it seems to me like there was, whenever it came to me like that, there was a, there were strategies being designed in smoke-filled rooms, if you know what I mean by that. They don't smoke like they used to, but that used to be the term. You know, backroom deals. We'll promote you to be in this office if you do this for us, and we'll pay you off, and you know, all that. I said, it seemed like there was something going on behind closed doors. She said, yep, yep, yep. Amen. How many of you know the Holy Ghost will give you divine intelligence? Give you intelligence briefings that not even the intelligence community knows about. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. We do politics by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I said we. That's a good place for you to add your faith with mine. We means you and me. We do politics by the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, how many of you know getting out there and holding up a sign ain't going to do much? But getting over in the Spirit and dealing with things. Hallelujah. If God let me, I'd stop preaching and just deal with this all the time in my prayer class. Just let me go to pray. I'd just pray things out. Amen. Nobody know my name. Nobody ever knew it happened. Sometimes, though, you got to say some things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lift up both hands and say, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this nation will fulfill the plan of God. In Jesus' name, I'm going to bring my supply to what God wants to do in my nation. Thank you, Lord, for using me as you see fit. I will respond to you. I will obey the promptings of the Holy Ghost. And you will be able to flow through me in order to be an agent of your will. Here am I. I'm available. Use me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I just perceive, how many of you sense this? I just perceive it would have gone differently last night if the body of Christ hadn't been praying. I do. But I'm just saying, let's not just quit and give up now. Amen. Thank God for his goodness, right? Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Now, let me say this. I want to say this again just before we go. Don't get your eyes on him, though. That's a big mistake. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If God, and how I could say, if I had time, I'm out of time. But there's things that he had to make adjustments on too for God to be able to continue to use him. And apparently from what I'm seeing, he must have made some of those adjustments. Amen. He can be an arrogant person. But it's not him doing this. It's divine power flowing through him. And so don't get off on, you know, lust. Anyway, so but the point I'm saying is keep your eyes on the Lord. And God doesn't have to use one particular man. He can raise up. He did in the Old Testament. He raised up a donkey and used a donkey. So it's not about a man. Don't get your eyes on a man. Keep your eyes on God and his plan. Praise the Lord. And if God can't use one, there's others available. Praise God.